Hey, and welcome to the Carmen Johnston Gardens podcast. I'm Carmen Johnston, and I'm a garden lifestyle expert with over 13 years of experience in landscape design and events. I'm excited to bring you practical gardening tips for indoor plants, herb gardens, container gardens, my favorite, landscape design, amazing products, and so much more. Join me for ways to incorporate your garden into your kitchen and your home. I'll be providing you easy and beautiful entertaining tips, DIYs, planner tricks, floral design, and all kinds of fun recipes. I love to make gardening truly accessible and fun. No need to take notes as you listen. You'll find videos and resources that accompany each episode at CarmenJohnstonGardens.com. Now let's get busy and get our hands in the dirt. My top five favorite plants that I love to share this time of year with my friends and family. Okay, so if you are looking for an easy teacher's gift and someone that does not have a green thumb, this is your go-to. This is a beautiful amaryllis, and what's fabulous about the amaryllis is all of the energy is stored in the bulb, and so you don't have to worry about watering it. So I know oftentimes so many people will overwater plants and that's what kills them, but this, you can literally give this as a great hostess gift or give it to anybody and you don't have to worry about watering it. Now, a really easy and simple way to dress it up is what I like to call the plop and drop. Simply invest in a beautiful container. I love these gorgeous blue and white containers. It's just a nice ceramic container. It does not have a hole, but you don't have to worry about that because you're not going to water it. Take some reindeer moss. I always like to try to find the really bright green reindeer moss. Soak it in some water to kind of rehydrate it, and then nestle it all the way around and add some pine cones. Amaryllis. Easy, super easy. Okay. One of my next favorite ones. This is a great gift to give as the acorns are falling from the sky. This is another fabulous gift to actually give to a child. If they really want to watch how a plant grows, what I like to do is you can buy these at any local garden center, but you buy these paper white bulbs, and I'll have all this linked in our Amazon store. And also have a gorgeous bulb vase. We simply put some rocks in it, and then you fill it up to this level, to the neck of the bulb vase, and then you take the paper white bulbs, and you simply lay them on top of the bulbs, and give it a little bit of water, and just you wanna fill up the water to this point right here, and in a week, you're gonna start to see the roots form, and within about 4 to 6 weeks, you're gonna have these gorgeous, fabulous paper white bulbs. So this is a really fun gift if you wanna give to a child, if they wanna watch the plant grow. This is a nice, fun, and easy one to do as well. Now, if you really have some friends that do not like to water or that travel a lot or that are on the go a lot, this is another great one, the Christmas cactus. Now, she's not in full bloom yet, but just wait, give her about 3 more weeks and she is going to be gorgeous. But I simply plopped and dropped in a beautiful container, and you just kinda wanna always let the containers do the work for you. And then I simply, again, nestled with that gorgeous reindeer moss. Now listen, I'm not planting anything. I'm literally taking the actual pot and what I call plop and drop, put it in there, shove it in there, and then just simply top with the reindeer moss. And of course, add a gorgeous ribbon to really elevate the look. And I love to use the ribbons from May Arts Ribbons. It's May Art, M-A-Y Arts, A-R-T-S, for those who are listening on our podcast. But you can buy it online. They have the most beautiful selection of ribbon. They have gorgeous velvets and silks, and I just always feel like that always elevates a gift, especially when you're giving a plant. I always like to adorn it with a gorgeous ribbon. It just makes it feel a little extra special. Okay, so that's our Christmas cactus. next is our gorgeous cyclamen. Now, cyclamens, I don't know if you realize this or if you know about this, about the cyclamen, is the bloom is actually upside down, which is a really neat thing. I think it's a neat, fun tidbit to share if you're sharing this gift with somebody. But this is a fabulous one to use during the holidays, and I love to share this with our friends and family. It comes in white, beautiful pink, beautiful red. And what I like to do is I'll just drop it in a glass vase, and I'll use this gorgeous, you can hear an airplane flying over us right now. We live right next to the private airport. We'll let that jet fly right on over. Real life. Let that thing, there we go. But I love to use Rust-Oleum. They make the most beautiful metallic sprays, and I have tons of copper spray and the gold spray, and I'll be sure to link it. But I'll simply take a glass vase and spray it gold just to really give that extra look and make it special. So if you have a bunch of glass, square vases or round vases laying around, just simply give them a shot of spray paint, as you can see here. And I did another little plop and drop of the cyclamen. I did not plant this. And then I simply stuck in some different sprayed branches, and you've got another beautiful, fabulous gift to share with your friends and family. Okay, last but not least, this is a beautiful rosemary topiary. So for those of your friends that love to cook and love to entertain, this is a really nice gift because you could also adorn the gift with some nice recipe cards on how to make fun cocktails with rosemary or how to cook with rosemary, especially since it's this time of year. But I put the rosemary in what this is an actual ice bucket. So there are lots of different fun ways that you can use this gift. You can cook with the rosemary. You can use this as an ice bucket after they decide to take it out and put and you know plant it in their garden. And then I also like to adorn it with ornaments. So I'll simply just take some gorgeous velvet ribbon, tie some ornaments to the top of it. I just did one here. And if you wanted to have like a beautiful message, you could actually write, you know, Merry Christmas on here. But it's a nice memento for them to keep, for them to share throughout the holidays. But I always like to use some fun ornaments, just some to really spice it up. Okay, so these are my top five plants that I love to share. They're super low maintenance, super easy to keep. And I know that your friends that do not have green thumbs would thoroughly enjoy these holiday season. To see a video of today's episode, visit www.carmenjohnstongardens.com. For more practical tips and tricks on ways to integrate your garden to your kitchen and home, be sure to follow me on Pinterest, Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram at Carmen Johnston Gardens, where I provide all kinds of fun daily inspiration and ideas. If you're looking to hire a landscape designer for your commercial or residential property, or to have my team help you with your next special event, please visit our website at www.carmenjohnstongardens.com and fill out our form, and we'll be sure to be back in touch with you. Again, many thanks for listening. Go to www.carmenjohnstongardens.com/podcast and subscribe for more episodes.